Welcome to the Washington Defender Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, and let's dive into the public square today. You know, we've been looking at the Constitution of the state of Washington, and we are in Article 1, Section 2, Supreme Law of the Land. Now, this is right after political power. And so Section 1 says all political power is inherent to the people. We talked about that the last episode. This particular one talks about the supreme law of the land, and it says this. Section 2, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. Do you see that? The Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. You know, one of the things I love about our Constitution, it's abundantly clear. You think about different documents around the world, whether it be a legal document, whether it be a contract or a user agreement, whatever it might be, and sometimes they seem vague, they seem confusing, they have a lot of words, but this section two is just a few words. The Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. So when you think about Washington State, we are subject to the Constitution of the United States. It's abundantly clear. And so I love this component of our Constitution because we know where we stand within our nation. So if you haven't read the Constitution, I want to encourage you to do that. We're taking it bite-size by bite-size, diving in just a little bit each day to find out a little bit about what is the Constitution that is over us here in Washington State. So if you're new to FPIW, I want to encourage you to download the Washington Defender app, both on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, or you can check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. God bless, and let's go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.